But you know, and I'm going to have to put it into the annals because he did belong to the company once. Croker shrugged, grunted. That was how we did it. He's got nobody left then, I said. He's over there all alone, without one friend. Don't cry for him, Mergen. He's there because he chose to go there. I'm not crying for him. I had to go through the siege of Dejigori with that guy in charge. Far as I'm concerned, anything that happens to him won't be pain enough. You thought any more about turning the standard over to somebody else? Sleepy's been bugging me. I told him we'd look at it once we get set up around Overlook. You think he's the right one, go ahead and start breaking him in. See about his literacy level, too. But I want you staying with the standard for the time being. He's learning his Taglian, he says. Good. I've got work. Son of a bitch wasn't going to let me in on anything. Goblin's efforts were the straw that broke the Shadowlander force. They cracked. The survivors scattered. Goblin and his crew faded into the wilds, headed south. Fear spread before them, far exceeding their capacity for creating despair. I liked how things were going over there now. The little wizard and his boys were running free in a land not yet prepared to resist. A land not sufficiently recovered from its earthquake horrors to be able to resist. Still, I felt like we were rushing towards some great doom. We'd done that before. Everything had fallen into our laps, till we found ourselves decimated and besieged in Dejigori. Chapter 38 Croker took the cavalry and me and raced ahead of the army. Fleeing Shadowlanders fell to our lances. Opposition was spotty. Our foragers spread out. The idea was to scavenge whatever supplies were available quickly so we could keep the main force concentrated once it came out of the mountains. I kept thinking how we had done this same thing after our unexpected victory at Goja Ford years ago. But when I mentioned that to Croker, he just shrugged and said, "This is different. There aren't any armies they can bring up. There aren't any new sorcerers they can bring out of the woodwork. Are there? They don't need to. Between them, Long Shadow and the Howler can eat us alive, if they decide to do it." We entered a moderate-sized town that was absolutely empty of people. Nor had there been many there before our appearance in the region. The earthquake had not been kind. We did find enough shelter to get in out of the cold. We got fires going, which was maybe not a brilliant idea tactically. Nobody warm wanted to go outside again. This was a problem that would be universal among our troops. Hunger would be the only force capable of keeping the men moving. It had been a week since I parted with Smoke. I missed him more than I'd thought possible a week ago. I'd convinced myself that I no longer needed him to deal with my pain. But that had been while he was always there, and I was always out roaming the ghost world. When you're riding around the east end of hell, trying to keep your mind off the fact that you're freezing your ass off while starving to death, you tend to think about your other troubles. My big one came back with a vengeance. The only good of the venture, so far, was the humor to be found in watching Ty Day try to keep up on that ridiculous sway-backed gray. The man was one stubborn little shit. At least once every 4 hours, Croker asked me about my in-laws. I didn't know anything. Ty Day claimed he knew nothing. I reserved judgment on his veracity.